Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Bane steps back, three-pointer, that's good. Bane was fabulous in that first round, including from three-point range.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Big goals, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose.
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Jason Taylor.
Hey, 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 friends. Welcome to Hoops and Cards. For investors, collectors, and just fans of basketball cards, the NBA, baby. It is fantastic after all these years. I'm Gary, your host, and it is great to be with you. Shout out to any of you in Chicago at the National. Reminder, check out Portillo's if you haven't yet. I don't get any commission for that. I do get excited whenever I'm near a Portillo's because their spicy beef sandwiches are fire. I don't mean they're that hot. I just mean that, like, they're awesome, you know? And just about anything else on their menu is so good to me. So Portillo's, yay. Giordano's, yay. Lou Malnati's, yay. Sports Card Investor, nooffseason.com. All you people at the National, we love you. Hope you're having an awesome time getting some deals and flexing and creating content. It's so funny to see, like, a gazillion people posting content from there or live streaming, and then another gazillion people making fun of those people. I am not going to say either way. I'll just say, man, part of me wishes I was there because, you know, cards. And part of me is glad I'm not because, well, yeah, other stuff going on in my life I want to be home for. And so there it is, National Week. Sports Cards Week. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in to us here at Hoops and Cards. I'm in the middle of a five-day series on five players to think about or to consider buying as we sit here in the NBA offseason and we hear everybody talk about Messi in Miami and Shohei Ohtani and NFL quarterbacks and look at the Joe Burrow market. And, well, frankly, I'm an NBA fan, you guys. I've got Brunson on the brain. I've got De'Aaron on my watch list. That didn't rhyme. I've just got other players that I am lurking in the shadows, waiting to pounce like a hyena on a good deal or sending out lowball offers on players like Mikal Bridges, Lauri Markkanen. Today we get to player number three on Gary's countdown. And guys, sometimes I'll be buying these players and I would just want you to know about it. Other times I'm like, not, but if I was a fan of theirs, you know, there are certain players I would just be like, yeah, yeah, now's a good time. Now's a good deal. Now's a good opportunity to at least get familiar with the market and the more liquid. I don't use the word liquid flippantly. I just mean the cards that people are searching for that are selling frequently of those players on eBay. I use eBay as a guide just because it is still the most popular, global, frequently searched buy and sell platform on the planet. And it is for sports cards, as it is for basketball cards. There are other places to find deals like the National, a sports card show in your area, a sports card shop, online, the Discord. Like there's no shortage of marketplaces to buy and get deals on cards or to sell your cards, right? But I look at eBay and resources that help me track what's buying and selling on markets like eBay. So thank you to Sports Cards Investor. Thank you guys for even doing the Market Movers app. I use it, recommend it, love it. If you want to sign up for it, go for it, marketmoversapp.com, or go to sportscardinvestor.com and use the Hoops and Cards. That's our promo code to get you a discount on it. It's worth it. Yeah, we get a little kickback. I'm not doing this for money, but anything helps, right? But no, here's the reason I'm giving you these five guys in 5 days. Because there are certain players who I think are ready to pop. Because their teams are ready to take a next step. Because they're already playing great. It's just a matter of their card market being more robust. More ready to grow. More in demand, I would say, in January, February, and then certainly in May. We're not talking about guesses here. I'm giving you good players. We're not talking about goats either. I think it's a good buying opportunity if you want to get in on LeBron or Steph or Giannis or MJ or Kobe. Like, there are some good deals on. But what I'm giving you this series here is five guys that I'm like, yeah, I know, or we know, if you're NBA fans, before anybody else. B-E-E. No, B-A-E, Bays. These are before anybody else, right? These are players that maybe their names are out there. They're known. Like, people know who Jalen Brunson is. But I'm just telling you, dude, the Knicks are going to be on primetime TV a lot this next season. New York's the biggest market in the United States, one of the biggest media markets in the world. And Jalen Brunson is prime time. And they could have beat the Heat, but they did just demolish the Cavs in the first round. Jalen Brunson should have been an all-star. He will be this season, no doubt. Leader, scorer, electrifying clutch player I would love to have on my team. He's the guy Donovan Mitchell wishes he was, at least right now. I think Mitchell's a better player overall. But Mitchell wanted to be in New York. He wanted to be that guy taking his hometown team to beat other teams in the playoffs. And there he is watching Jalen Brunson do it to him. So he was number five on our countdown. Yesterday I talked about De'Aaron Fox. Yeah, fast, engaging, clutch. Took Golden State to 7 games. De'Aaron Fox is an emerging star on a team that could finish in the top 3 or 4 in the West again. So don't be shocked if they do it again. Today, as I get to number 3, I want to tell you a couple guys that I'm not going to say, but I'm very intrigued by. Very intrigued by the market for Ja Morant right now. I still think he's an amazing player with an incredible career in front of him on a team that is kind of built to win championships with him. They already have all that talent around him. So I still like Ja Morant, but I don't know if I'm taking the risk with my money right now. And I also know the pop counts of Ja's graded cards, man. They're way high, way high. The secret's out, right? And the risk is obvious. The other guy I'm looking at that I love as a player, I think it's going to be fun to watch him. And I'll just be honest, I'm making offers on Mikal Bridges cards. Playing in Brooklyn, averaging 25 points a game, possibly getting that team to the playoffs again. Yeah, I'm very interested in Mikal Bridges. Very interested in him. He is high on my list. Okay. Another guy who's not in this countdown that I'm crazy about, you will hear me talk about him frequently, is Desmond Bane. And with Ja out for 25 games, Guess who's going to be pushing 25 to 30 a night? Guess who's going to be getting all these wonderful dimes from Marcus Smart and from other guys on that team? Like they've got just a good, solid young core. So I love Desmond Bane, love Jaren Jackson Jr. It'll be fun to watch that team without Ja. I don't know if you noticed this, but whenever Ja's been out in the last 3 years, Memphis actually plays better. Because it's not stand around and watch Ja make SportsCenter highlights. It's let's all step up. Let's all fill in. Let's all, like, we all matter now. You know, we're not waiting for Ja to carry us and be, you know, the next big thing in the NBA. We are all pretty talented. I act like I'm a Memphis Grizzly. I really like Santi Aldama. But let me get to guy number three on this list. Yeah, I like Santi Aldama. What deal with it? I don't know about Zaire Williams. I only like him because I've got a graded auto of him that I want to be valuable again. So number three on my list, and let me say strategy and scouting on this player whose team was the surprise of the NBA last year. And he, I don't think he won most improved, but maybe he did. I don't know. Lauri Markkanen. Lauri. Like, dude has so many vowels in his name. How can you not love it? Lauri Markkanen. Markkanen. Bro. It's not just that he made the All-Star team. It's not just that he was among the most improved. And it's not just that Utah was the one seed for a while, having us all go, say, what? They added John Collins. Now they have Colin Sexton healthy. They've got Oche Agbaji. They've got some Walker Kessler. Bro. But their money man, their clutch man, their All-Star who, I mean, guys, it wasn't just what he did in December and January. It was the whole season. He is the complete package. He's a dominant player in the West. Utah's going to do it again, and we're all going to be like, wow, so surprising. Well, wait a minute. He did it last year. He's still super young. This kid's a rookie from the 2017 rookie class. In fact, when I talked about De'Aaron Fox, I don't even know if I was... I remembered that Markkanen and rookies were in that class. But guys, that guy, in the estimation of the card market and just of the NBA world, there will be a next step from him. There has to be. And Utah will sustain their excellence into a first playoff run for them, and it's going to be fun to watch. I don't know what Danny Ainge is going to do to add talent and maybe say, look, this team, we didn't expect it because we collected all these big tons of draft picks from Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert trades and flipping other guys they got like Malik Beasley and whatnot. I just got to say whatnot because it makes me feel like I'm saying whatnot. I don't even use whatnot. Some of you guys are all over it. But Lauri Markkanen, 2017 rookie cards, lower pop counts. Go for, just like the other guys I'm mentioning, his RPAs, his silver PSA 10s, his, man, there are already some great deals, but I can't even imagine. And then what those cards will be like, what those prices could be like in October or November. For some reason, the guys that aren't flashy, the guys that aren't Tatums and Kobe's and LeBron's, the basketball card market tends to forget. Oh yeah, I just need to sell him so I can buy Justin Herbert. I just need to sell him so I can buy, you know, Victor Wembanyama. Well, those people are selling Markkanen's way too cheap right now. And you're looking at a guy who is at the beginning of a Hall of Fame career. There. I said it. You're looking at a guy who, after 4 or 5 years in the NBA, the light bulb went on and he's like, is he the next Dirk Nowitzki? Gee. Do I even say that on the podcast? Gee. But seriously, ask yourself. Look at what his game is at after 4 or 5 years. Look at what's around him. And ask yourself, or let me ask you, is he the next Dirk Nowitzki? And sports card people are like, well, I mean, okay, but Dirk, his cards didn't go crazy. Well, they did at times. And there's a lot more unique, limited, awesome-looking cards made of autograph cards of players of this caliber. I like Lauri Markkanen. I like Utah to start out the gate hot again because just like Sacramento, they care about the regular season. They have a lot to prove. They've got a lot of the pieces parts, but he is the cog that carries this team, and he will be turning some heads all season long. So Lauri Markkanen, there you go. I'd love to know what you guys think of him. Some of you love him. The other 80% of you are like, Lauri Markkanen? Can't I get a guy who's fun and shoots threes and dunks? Guess what? He does all that. You just don't know it yet. And it's his team for the foreseeable future. This year's only going to be better. So at Hoops and Cards on Instagram, give me your thoughts. If you want to sell me some Lauri Markkanens, man, send me your opportunities. And I'll guarantee you, I will offer you half of your asking price. Because buyers have the leverage right now, and I'm willing to wait. So time is on my side. Yes, it is. Shout out to Denzel and Fallen and that old movie in the 90s. But Lauri Markkanen is the guy. And I would have bought more if he had stayed at the... Could you imagine if that guy was still on the Cavs? Man, is it going to look bad long-term on that trade when Donovan Mitchell leaves for his hometown in 2 years. What if the Cavs lose Donovan Mitchell? I can't even. In fact, I almost want to do a podcast about like the Donovan Mitchell market and the Cavaliers' future and what it would look like to, instead of saying, look, let's keep trying to sell Donovan on staying in Cleveland when he doesn't want to. There's smoke, there's fire about Donovan eventually being in New York. So trade him to the Knicks while you can get picks and young players like... Well, they've got some young players. I don't know what I'd want for Donovan Mitchell in a trade. Like, would the Cavs take a package centering on Emmanuel Quickley, Quentin Grimes, and Julius Randle? Would the Knicks even consider that? Could you imagine a Brunson? Imagine a backcourt with the Brunson burner and Spida together. Oh, wow. Or maybe that ship has sailed and New York's like, we don't need that. We got our guy. He's Jalen Brunson. But this podcast is about Lauri Markkanen. He's good. He can play basketball. The card market, nobody cares in July, man. Nobody cares in August. Nobody's going to care in December. But I'm telling you, at some point, you will wish you had heeded this word of advice and perspective. The guy is so, 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 so good. We all chased after Zion. We all rush in to buy the big name rookie or two. Like, instead of sitting around waiting for Jabari Smith to grow up and for Karl Anthony Towns to figure stuff out and for the Lakers to go further in the playoffs, I don't know. Like, Lauri is the dude already, and I like his upside. So that's number three on the list. See you tomorrow, guys. 2-1. Let's do it.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
What is the soup du jour?
It's the soup of the day.
That sounds good. I'll have that.